Scripture reading for our devotional meditation today is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 11th chapter, beginning with verse 28. And our Lord Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Here ends the reading. You may be seated. Maybe calluses, maybe a sore back. Sometimes it can be sore eyes if we're staring at a computer too long. Maybe a lost finger from a table saw. There's a lot of different ways that we can see labor's impact on our bodies, on things that happen to us and how it affect us. Manual labor especially often can really crush a person's body. A lot of my carpenter friends by age 50 had to have their knees replaced. We see it even on animals that are used, let's say, in farm work, that horses that have to be kind of yoked together with pulling large wagons, sometimes you can see their backs begin to break. Jesus uses that picture of the burden of work, the burden of labor on us. He uses that as imagery regarding our consciences, regarding God's law. How the Christian and how people in the world deal with the guilt that we sometimes feel on our consciences for things that we have done wrong, and also with the prospect of having to face God and his judgment and face him in eternity. And that's a heavy burden that we carry with us in this life. And there's nothing in God's law that really lets us off the hook. There's nothing in it that makes it easier for us. Nowhere does the Bible say, well, as long as you try your hardest, I'll give you some points for that. Nowhere does it say anything that as long as you're better than the other people that are out there in the world, then I'll cut you some slack. Rather, this is what the law of God says. You shall be holy, as I, the Lord, am your God, am holy. James says, whosoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. A lot of times it's at night when people stop and think about their lives and some of the things that they've done. As they get older, this happens a little more too. Start to kind of ruminate and think about your guilt and some of the foolish things you did maybe back when you were your age. And sometimes that can really start to weigh on a person. I remember talking to someone years ago who had violated the sixth commandment in her youth and now was trying to teach her own children to avoid that. And just the fact that she was trying to teach that to them pricked her own conscience for her own guilt and made that kind of come back to reality for herself so much. King David put it this way, thinking about all of his sins. He said, when I kept silent, my bones grew old through my groaning all the day long. For he says to God, day and night your hand was heavy upon me. You can just feel the pressure of the law on your chest for how we have disobeyed God. So Jesus steps forward and gives us this beautiful invitation. Come. He directs everybody to come toward him. And he basically is saying to us, I have come to lift this heavy burden off of you. I've come to take that yoke off of you that makes you feel so crushed down by how badly you've lived your life. And he provides us with a whole new, refreshing, beautiful, easy way to look at our relationship to God and even to his law. He brings a knowledge of God as a merciful God, compassionate, full of love, and full of grace toward us. Now, it's important to note something here. In this invitation we have from Jesus, you know, come unto me, all of you who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. He's not simply saying or inviting you to come and place your burden on him. He's basically saying, I've already taken it. I already took it off of you. The work that you would have had needed to do to get to heaven, I've already taken care of it. It's done. It's over. A lot of times people will say to themselves, even Christians, how can I be sure that I am one of those who is included in this invitation? Because I still feel too guilty. I feel like some of the stuff I've done is just too far. Well, if you feel and think that way, that qualifies you. That's exactly who Jesus is talking to. Listen to his words again. Come unto me, all of you who labor and are heavy laden. So if your conscience is burdened today, you could not be in a more qualified position to hear the invitation of your Savior that he's taken care of this for you. Come unto me, all of you who labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. And Jesus then takes us as his forgiven children who have been given the freedom to go to heaven just because of him. And instead of putting any heavy work on us, he takes this beautiful little tiny, very thin golden necklace with a cross on it called love and mercy. And he puts that around our neck and he says, I'd like you to wear this. It doesn't even change your bathroom scale when you step on it. It's so light. But he asks that you would wear that as a reflection of this great love that his Father has lavished on you. Amen. Let's join our hearts in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as we approach the celebration of the birth of your Son, stir up our hearts in true faith and devotion to this eternal King who has come to relieve us from the burden of the law by his gracious work of redemption. May we, along with the shepherds, make haste to his manger through the hearing of your word, so that we may someday enjoy the choir of your holy angels in the mansions above. We ask this all in Christ's saving name. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Go now in his peace. Amen.